Yeah, we all know that sound, don't we? Goddamn roadworks. Now, in the UK, they have a budget of billions of pounds. But they spend it on other things apart from the roads, like maybe speed cameras. Because we all know that motorists are the cash cows for the government. Consequently, the roads have loads of potholes in them. Then now there seems to be roadworks everywhere. Because, you see, they have to say they don't have enough money or something, so their next budget next year will be more. That's right. I've seen falling down. I went along a road the other day with three roadworks in it. You just got out of one traffic jam, and you're in another one. Could they not stagger it a bit instead of putting three roadworks on the same road? Well, that would take organisation, and that's what they haven't got. It's almost as if they're going out of their way to annoy the motorist. Surely not. And that's why motorists are cheesed off with all the roadworks everywhere. A lot of countries I was in, and especially in Canada and Thailand, they used to do roadworks at night. But don't expect that in the UK. They usually have cones all set up and lights, and no work's been done for weeks. But let's introduce some femons into the roadwork organisation. That should smooth things out quite nicely. So here's a 24-year-old femon. And she says she's had bags of urine thrown at her, abusive language, and someone even pulled a gun on her. Guess she makes motorists angry. But don't worry, guys, she isn't going to be in the ditch getting dirty. Femons don't do that type of work. She's on traffic management. And you can tell that by the full makeup she has on and the false eyelashes. And it looks like she'd put the old foundation on with a trowel. And let's not forget to paint the old lips up. Yeah, if she was actually really working and building up a sweat, those eyelashes would drop off and her makeup would drip off as well. The funny thing is that men have been building roads for hundreds of years and the railway because they're doers. Do you hear them complaining? But every time a femon gets into something, they have to make it about them. When they're in sports, they forget about the sport and make it something personal about them. Because they're all victims. And guess what? She's an ambassador of, well, an organization called Stomp It Out or Stamp It Out. So, guess what? Yeah, she's an activist, as most femons are today. They're also very delusional and fruitcakes. That's why men are walking away. And, of course, you've got to listen to her because she's so experienced. Yeah, she's 24 years of age. Seems femons do nothing but moan. Well, if you don't like the heat, get out of the fire. All they seem to bring is chaos, drama, and make it all about them. Now, here's a picture of real, actually, road workers. Now, notice they're both males, and they're not wearing makeup. But they're far more happier than the femon was. I'll put a link to the news item down below, but really it's all just about the femon. It's funny how these strong, empowered femons get into a male-orientated job, and they know all the answers. I've never met any more person that's as arrogant as a femon is. Oh, but I forget there's an unwritten law. You're not supposed to criticise a femon. Anyway, on to a different note. And yes, I've had a couple of Peronis already. And it looks like I'm going to have a couple more, too. Now, recently I've noticed my CPU or my computer running quite warm. And I've heard the fans run up to cool it down. I have changed the thermal paste. But it's still running quite warm, especially if I'm rendering. I do have a Corsair cooler, an H80-1GT. That may be IGT, so it's quite old. But I reckon it's just not doing the job no more. So I've just ordered an H150 RGB from Corsair, CPU cooler. The RGB stands for red, green and blue, because guys like to have all the colours on their PC all sort of matching. And I couldn't care less as long as it goddamn works. Because for me, I don't need it to look pretty. And this is a picture of it in the thumbnail. It has three fans. I'm not sure I can get that in my PC yet. I do have a full case, though. Well, I've always got a full case, you know what I mean? I've watched a couple of videos, and it looks a little bit complicated. But I'm going to give it a go, because it's arriving tomorrow. Well, I'm not going to make a video, because there's plenty of videos out there of people who are far better at it than I am. And I'm going to screw up, I know I am. The price of this was about £94, so it's quite reasonable, because they last a very long time. This H80 I've got in there has never skipped a beat. Of course, I could replace the cooler, and it still could run warm. Uh-oh, that could mean my CPU is going west. Maybe I should get a femon to install it. No, thank you. Anyway, I'll let you know how it goes. And Peronis taste very good tonight because I put them in the fridge and then I put them in the freezer for a certain amount of time until they got that real chill look about them. That's the only way to drink Peroni. And speaking of that, I'm going to go get one. Take it easy.